Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. National Tree Day on Sunday, August 1st gives every resident the opportunity to green up their own backyard while helping to preserve our environment. Residents, young or old, are encouraged to gather at the Waterbird Habitat on the corner of Mackenzie Street and Waterbird Drive at 9 a.m. on August the 1st, and that's to plant trees and shrubs. Now, the plants will be provided by coordinators, so if you'd like to lend a hand, please RSVP to 4688 6514. And meanwhile, the Highfields community is marking National Tree Day on August 1st, remember that date, with a focus on education. Starting at 8:30 a.m, and that's at Peacehaven Park, council officers will join with Landcare, the Society for Growing Australian Plants, and Ergon Energy's Tree Smart program to offer displays and tours of the park. Free children's entertainment, barbecue, and a tree giveaway will also be on offer. The Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers program is now being distributed to every household in the region. The program lists all the carnival events and activities to be held from September 17 to 26, as well as a regional events calendar for August to the end of October. If you have not received your program by the end of July, please call the carnival office on 4688 6912. Emerging artists from southeast Queensland are invited to lodge proposals in, and this is a bit of a mouthful, the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery's Biennial Emerging Artists Award Exhibition. Now, it's titled Future Nurture, and the exhibition will showcase creative artworks that explore the fragile nature of our relationships with the cultural and natural environments in which we live. Now, entry categories are 2D, 3D, new media and installation. Entries close 4 p.m. Monday, July 26, and for entry details, please contact 4688 6652 or you can email art@toowoombarc.qld.gov.au or even drop into the gallery at 531 Ruthven Street during opening hours. The 5th Toowoomba Languages and Culturals Festival is on Sunday, August 8, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Queen's Park, and it will be officially opened by the Governor-General, Her Excellency Quinton Bryce. The festival brings together workshops, entertainment, foods, dance displays and activities for both kids and adults. Also, volunteers are sought for as little as 2 hours, so if anyone has some spare time on August 8, please contact Elizabeth Jones at Council on 4688 6300. Also, the Crow's Nest Regional Art Gallery is looking for volunteers to help supervise the gallery, which is open Tuesday to Sunday. If you feel you could help there, please contact Joe Petro on 4698 1687. Community groups and not-for-profit organisations across the region are encouraged to register their details on Council's online community information directory. That's the CID. Since launching in November last year, the directory has almost 400 sporting and community organisations listed. In order to have a listing, the organisation must have an email address. Simply log on to www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au/CID to list your community service or organisation. Or for more information, please phone 4688 6851. Roadworks are continuing around the region, both in Toowoomba and the districts, so we ask motorists please to slow down to the conditions, to obey any signs, and keep an eye out for workmen. As usual, I've mentioned a lot of phone numbers and events here, so if there's something that you've missed, please give Council a ring for more information, or go to our website, www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.